Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining a community of poets from around the world, from around the country of the United States, joining together for the love of the written word and for spoken word art. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the August 9th, 2019 edition. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm here sitting across from the man who keeps everything moving, my co-producer, Mr. JT. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just going to be honest with all the listeners here.
Yes.
I apparently misplaced my eyeglasses.
Well,
so now I'm just wearing sunglasses inside.
You know, it's a thing. It's all right. It's okay.
Does it fit my personality? Because if it doesn't, I feel like I need to make it work to fit. I need to change my personality to fit the glasses.
Listen, Tom Cruise, you're doing just fine.
I'm doing fine.
Right. Actually, it's fine.
I kind of feel like I want to keep doing this over and over again. I think I'm just
you should
lose the glasses forever.
Just do it.
What would the benefits be? People can't tell what I think.
It's a little harder to see your eyes.
Yeah, it's true.
But I can read your screen.
Oh, because of, yeah, the
reflection.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
But,
so I can't be writing anything lewd like I usually do during the show.
Or, you know, looking at anything too.
Yeah. Man, usually during that second. Okay.
I know.
Anyway. All right. So tonight is going to be a great night. We have a few more clues about our August 2019 Poet of the Month. You know, the cool thing about the fact that JT plays that cue is that whenever I want to just take a drink of coffee, and I'm like, man, I really, really wish I could just say Poet of the Month. Anyway, moving on. We also have Studio X coming up featuring a really special song. So there was a song chosen by George who won the kind of the guessing competition last month for who the Poet of the Month was last month. But there's also going to be one that where the lyrics are co-written by one of our listeners here. And this would be kind of cool. I think I'm looking forward to doing that, as well as having a lot of great poetry this evening as well. So, JT, let me ask you this before
yes,
we do
sir.
Anything.
Yes.
Tell us about this week. What happened? What's going on? Anything going on in your life?
Well, a lot of crazy little things have been going on at work. My system was working just fine on Monday, and the Monday afternoon they decided to fix it, which wasn't a fix. And then I promptly started to bring them a new one.
Like I do.
Yeah. Until Tuesday before lunch when they got it fixed because the true fix happened. Other than that,
I feel like we've kind of ruined you a little bit though. Like doing this show has kind of ruined you
in
those situations because
I have a really high bar now.
Yeah.
And going, "No, you don't fix it next week. You fix it tonight." My systems have gone down and we fix the issue that night if we can.
Oh, it's horrible when it does, you know.
Yes.
Okay, well, cool. And I'm, but you did get through it okay. I remember we've talked a little bit in depth about it.
Yes.
All right. So I think we should just get into the rules. What do you think? This should be, this is about the listeners. This is about the poets, right?
Yeah.
So let's do this. We're going to get into the rules here. We're going to do a few segments, 5 unique callers each segment. We'll kind of judge if we need a third. Generally, we only do 2. Then we'll do the Studio X segment, and then we'll go to the return engagement where anybody can call back in or call in for the first time if they'd like to. The rules are this. Number one, no hate speech. We don't do that on the show. We never have. We never will. Rule number two, we try to skew PG-13 or less because we have family sometimes and kids who listen. There's a lot more people who listen during the podcast or the rebroadcast of this and listen live. So let's keep that in mind as well, even if they're not in the chat room. We're not in the business of censorship, though. So if it's kind of got a good artistic flow to it, we might leave it. But if it gets gratuitous, we might reserve the right. We might jump in and ask you to read it during one of our After Dark segments, which happens on the first Friday of every month. Rule number three, when we come on the line, please be prepared. That's just courteous to everybody, including the other people listening. Rule number four, keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. That's also a courtesy thing. And number five, this is more for JT and myself. There's a lot going on here. So if you have comments, suggestions, please email them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form on our website. Okay. So that is it. Do you have anything we need to add?
Real quick side note.
Yes,
in the chat room, and
thank you,
Dennis, for putting this in. I put in a little notification. So if anybody forgets the rules throughout the show, if they're not able to view it and they're just looking at the chat room, if you type the word rules, like Dennis just did, the rules will pop up. So it's kind of a work in progress as to what they look like, but all 5 rules are in there.
That's cool. And it's basically just a bot that can help kind of when JT and I are in the midst of doing the show, there's little commands you guys can use if you need to communicate to another person in the chat room. Dennis, I also saw the thing you put in the chat room here. So I am going to reannounce the news, big news from last week. Big news from last week is this. In January 2020, we are going to be releasing the first issue of World Poetry Magazine, which is going to be really cool. And it's
so
going
excited.
To be, it's really exciting. And it's going to be really a celebration of poetry, of some short fiction, of, you know, we're trying to pull an art in the way poetry kind of intersects with all of our lives, right? Over the course of interviews with poets, publishers, things about to help you with your own creative and poetic career. One thing that we're going to be doing is we are going to be putting up a submittable account, and we will be asking people for, you know, $5 to put in whatever amount of poetry you want. However, if you're a listener to the show, if you're someone who's been in the show for a while, we're going to have a different path for you to submit, so you don't have to do that because you've contributed so much to our show. If you want to do the submittable thing, you can, but we want to leave it open because you guys have supported us. We wouldn't be able to put this out without you, and we know that you'll really help direct other poets to us because this is going to be a legitimate thing. It's going to be a real publication. It's going to really be great. So we're looking forward to going on that adventure with you. Nothing's changing with the show. We're keeping the show the same.
Yep.
And we have another announcement next week about something else that's kind of cool. And I have a kind of a personal one about my own podcast. I'll see
that's
later,
right.
later in the show.
Yes.
And we just got so much going on, man.
It's good stuff.
I'm having to hold things back because we have so many things that we're actually doing. I'm having to hold back announcements because I feel like we're just dumping them on people. But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool to have that many things going on.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So let's do this. We're getting ready for our 5 unique callers. We need 5-720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back. JT.
Yes, sir.
I've just started drinking coffee, and I'm finally feeling like a human again.
Oh,
I haven't had coffee all day long.
Really?
I haven't, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's a long stretch for you.
Actually, I take that back. I had a little bit of coffee. I had like a cup,
of
a cup.
Just a kind of...
Well, so I've been doing my daily podcast.
Right.
And one of the ways I've been getting myself to do it every morning now, because it's so easy to get swept away by my workload.
Right.
is that I purposefully have me pouring a cup of coffee, and I pour it live during the show, which is a dumb sound effect. It's really, like, doesn't mean anything. It's not even meant as a trademark. It literally is like, well, I've got to be pouring coffee to do this. But my first cup of coffee, that's when I do the podcast.
Right.
So I can't have a cup of coffee until I do the podcast.
You know who else has that, right?
No.
It's a weird reference. Jerry Seinfeld in his Comedians in Cars.
Oh, I guess coffee. So. Yeah.
They show a lot of
I'm sure they
do.
Yeah.
Your podcast with coffee? Absolutely.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So at any rate, I've been doing this, but this leads me into a thing I wanted to say about my podcast here. So I am, I'm as of tomorrow, I'm hitting episode 500.
Oh, that's right. That's congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
And I've probably done more than that. Like, if you can consider, like, the health updates I did last year
right.
and all that.
Yeah.
So officially hitting episode 500.
Okay.
And I really was thinking about it, and I was thinking that I wanted to do something different. And I seriously, thought about ending the show. But I got there's a lot of listeners now. I think, essentially what I'm seeing is, we're in the tens of thousands at this point.
This is okay. Good.
Yeah, we're doing okay. And so I decided to kind of go a different direction, which is doing a show basically once a week, maybe two times a week, but mimicking a church service, but it's church service without the church. So it's a weekly devotional to poetry, to music, to some historical ideas, some thoughts, all the things that I did well on the previous podcast.
Right.
I'm trying to do better on this one.
Okay.
But doing it in a longer form, maybe an interview, something like that. But there's more music behind it. It's more elevated. I'll be playing music. And so I'm looking at doing this, and I renamed it The Rite of Song, RITE. And it's going to start on the same feed Sunday, and we're going to see. I might start doing one on Wednesday. That being said, if anybody's listened to it before, I do also reserve the right, because I'm this kind of guy. If I decide I want to talk about something, I can pick up my phone and record it and upload it right there. So I very well may put out other little things, but the main piece, I think, will be that. And I think it's going to allow me to kind of lean more into what I want to put into the world, especially in a divisive time, divided time. I want to put something that feels welcoming and loving, and it's something that people can really connect to.
Absolutely.
All right. So we got some awesome callers. Thanks for indulging that, JT.
Of course.
All right. So we've got some awesome callers here. We're going to go right away to Michigan, our first caller, and Dennis. Hello, Dennis. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. What a great summer this has been.
It really has, hasn't it? There's some wonderful things happening.
Some summers fly by and you don't even know they were there, you know? But this one is hung in there, and it's you can appreciate it a little bit before it sneaks off.
Well, I got to tell you, it's funny. A few days ago, I realized that it was 2 months since I had had my last day at the Catholic school, and it was 4 years since I had had my last day at the aquarium, which you guys have all been around for. It was on the same day. And I thought it just gives you a scope of time,
Oh, yes. You are a person of new beginnings. You just keep recreating yourself.
That's a great way to say it.
What an amazing thing to do. I don't know where you get your energy for all your creativity.
I don't think I have any energy. I don't think I have a choice, but I'll do my best not to, though. I appreciate the encouragement.
You got the momentum.
Yeah.
So let it work for you.
All right. There we go. So what do you have for us this time?
Well, I looked at the form of the month, which is the lay.
Yeah.
And, I thought I'd give that a shot.
Wonderful.
So I have written a poem in that lay form, and the title is At Ease. Iced tea on my tray, watching tall palms sway, shade trees. In the pool to play, raft won't float away. Warm breeze. Lazy summer day. I should stay this way. At ease. End of poem.
Nicely done. Nicely done. I love that.
Well, it was a challenge, but it you stick with the rules and it'll come out.
It's you get the impression that there's a lot of poetic forms that were devised and were just so frustrating that everyone just ignored them and they went away. You know.
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, yeah, and I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with that. Thank you for
introducing that form.
Of course, we're happy to do it, and thank you for participating. You're participating in it really helps move it forward as well.
Well, yes, I learn something new every week on this show, whether I want to or not.
We feel the same way. The same way, Dennis.
All right. All right. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. You know, it's funny. He doesn't even listen to After Dark. I mean, we really learned some things in After Dark.
Yeah, we have.
All right. So let's, GT, let's go just down the road a little bit.
Just down the road?
Down the road, just a little bit. Let's stay in Michigan.
Okay.
And let's go visit George. Hey, George, how's it going?
Hey, it's just splendid. I echo all of Dennis's compliments about the summer just recently anyway, because we got rid of some of that 95-degree stuff, and now we're in the low 80s with sun, and we're just jumping around like little chickens, you know?
Nice. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's, you know, I think... it's one of those things where it's easy for the summer to slip away if you're not finding yourself in a place to enjoy it. But I've been trying to make time to do that, mostly in the early morning this year. But it's been really nice. Yeah,
I never miss a morning unless it's pouring rain or something. I never miss a morning outside with coffee, you know, at a table outside, and it's just a ritual, which I don't exactly want to do in our winter time here.
I wouldn't. I don't blame you. Do you...
Three parkas and frozen coffee. You know,
but you're intrepid.
But I sneak out there the first spring morning and stay until the snows come. I'm going to do. I'm going to do something quite short.
Okay.
Something I just wrote the other day, and it's called "Musings of an Old Tree." I see you, little birdlet. You often grace my limbs. There is nothing in my dome of life that escapes my aged eyes. And for the most part, you cavort without fear of this or that. But just below you, moving close, is the widow Marley's cat. End of piece.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah, cute. I did too. Yeah. That was cool.
Just a little jab, you know, just a little fun. I was thinking about the short ones, you know, these short poems like Jim, like James always has.
Yeah.
You know, does that actually book up time for us to have a long one? I mean, like, we get short point credits from JT. If James would cash his chips in, you could read the Old Testament sometime. You'd have to listen to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, read by me, James Earthline.
Oh, well.
You know, I wouldn't put it past JT to have some sort of a point system, but as far as I know, that none of such exists.
No.
Yet. 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 No, that is an interesting idea.
As you probably can guess, I like to exaggerate. But
we love that too.
Yeah. No, it's part of the fun.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the difference in? I'm not sure I understand though the difference between a lie and exaggeration. I choose to call my lies exaggerations.
You know, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, mine is just, I just realize nowadays that truth is not truth. So therefore, It doesn't really matter what I say. And if I do lie and someone calls me on it, all I have to do is be like, nope, you're wrong. And
right.
That's all. That works, apparently. So yeah. That's all I do anymore.
That's right. That's right. We're losing grips on the whole idea of truth. So
yeah.
You might as well just learn to fib.
Yeah, you might as well. It works for everybody else.
Works for everybody else. It gets them into the top places.
Yeah, so. That's what I hear. Hey, it's not. It's to quote David Mamet in, I can't remember, was it Maine? Something Street in Maine. It's a great movie. The director goes, it's not lying. It's a gift for fiction. And that's how I see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I stand corrected then. We have fictional. I was hoping that means that we'd have fictional president, but I'm wrong.
Some would say we do. Anyway, all right, George.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys, and I'll step aside.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Sorry to talk over
you. You're okay.
All right. So those were two great callers right in the beginning here. Now, we were talking about Jim.
Yeah.
But guess who's coming up next?
Bob.
From the land of hopes and dreams.
The land of hopes and dreams.
Pennsylvania. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Can you hear me better?
We can hear you.
Wonderfully.
Yeah, just fine.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good to hear.
Good. Pretty good.
Just letting this awkward pause sit here, you know?
Okay.
So, what do you have for us?
Well, I was debating whether it was an older one. And when I mean old, I mean almost 23 years old.
Oh, all right.
Because I've been going through my one notebook and trying to transcribe them into a leather-bound book.
Okay.
So I've been going over the Forced March of Amnesia. yeah. Well, so it's like, and some of these are like, man, this stuff is so horrible compared to what I've been writing the last few years. But so I thought I'd share one of those.
Okay.
Great. I don't think anyone has heard this one. The Beauty I See. What beauty I see in the natural wonders of earth and sky and sea. The spectacle of a sunrise, the majesty of a mountain, the calm of a placid lake, and the simplicity of a coral reef. None of these compare to heaven, where the light of God shines. What beauty I see in the wonders man has made, towering buildings, never-ending roads, statues, monuments, and temples, pyramids, and colosseums. The tiny rowboat and mighty battleship. The ingenuity of man abounds, but pales in comparison to heaven that never passes away. End of poem.
You know, I got to say, Jim, and I mean, I understand there's always growth as an artist and growth as a, creative person, because I deal with the same stuff myself. There's some merits to that one, I think.
Well, when I was writing the earlier stuff,
yeah,
like from maybe the first 5 years, I would not read poetry. You know, it's like I write it and I would refuse to read. And I was like,
sure.
And now I look back and said, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
You were a musician who wasn't listening to music, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just nuts.
Yeah, you know, I know people who do it, though. I know people who've done it.
It doesn't seem to make any sense now, because, you know, like, the influence of other poets can help shape the way you write.
100%, yeah.
To improve your writing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, like I said, I've been going through some of this. It's like, man, this stuff is really horrible.
It's the story of my life, Jim. Like, what was I thinking?
Oh, wait, you're a cat. You don't talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I find myself asking all these cats that I keep seeing to tell me their life story, and they never do.
And they just look at you and meow.
Yeah, they're like, why would you want to know something like that? Yeah.
And but you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'm like, you know, hey, Fluffy, tell me the story of your life. And the cat looks at me and goes, says nothing, but you can tell it's thinking, You know, all this telling our life story thing is a complete waste of our time and our consciousness right now. We should just be living for the moment.
Oh, now I was going to say, you're toast.
Yeah. The only reason you're alive is because you know where the food is, human.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
You have thumbs.
And you have opposable thumbs. All right. Hey, Jim, thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim sounds great on the Skype, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's cool. Really I'm glad clear. That's working.
And I apologize for anybody who has listened in the past and, you know, they've tried Skype with me and it worked, and then I forgot to accept certain things. And
oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
We get a lot of weird requests, though. Like, you got to understand, it's funny. We have our rules everywhere about how to submit poetry. Yeah. The amount of random poems that I am sent by poets that I don't know, I don't have any context with, they don't say anything, I'll just get hit with like 50 poems
that's incredible.
In private messages in the middle of the night, and it's like ding ding ding, and it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I'm like, if I wasn't getting up right now, I'd be so mad.
Yeah,
but I'm one of those psychos. Okay. Let's go. Let's go now to Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's visit with Cynthia Sharp. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hello.
Great show.
It's going well so far. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm so happy to be able to be here.
We're always happy to have you. That's a good thing. It's a good thing to always have you on here. What's been going on with you? I see you've been doing some radio interviews. You've been doing a few things. That's really cool.
I'm having an awesome summer. Yeah, I totally love my new book cover. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, you are very welcome. We'll make sure it gets everything it needs on it. But we'll talk about that and make that known a little bit more publicly later. What do you think?
I think that's awesome.
All right.
So yeah, I'm hoping I had a job interview for a really cool job I want. I find out on Monday if I get it.
Congratulations on the interview, and we'll be all hoping and kind of focusing our energy on that. You get it.
Yay, thank you. Okay. So if I get the job, this is one of the poems I'd probably be using in it. Okay. This is from Rainforest and Russet, and I've made it into a poem. My publisher really liked it as a poem, but it started out as something I do for workshops, sort of the good parts of your life story. So this is Remembrance. When you look at your palms, what stories do they hold? What spirits have you loved? What work have you done? What have your hands built? What children have they held? Have they washed dishes, served coffee, poured tea, painted pictures, cleaned the containers, wiped the room down? Have they soothingly filtered sand or tenderly touched the smooth ocean-washed stones by the sea? What strength is in your fingertips? Do they lightly brush the hair from a child's eyes? Press deeply into the strings of a guitar. Gently caress your partner's skin. What stories are in your hands? End poem.
What stories are in your hands? Ooh. Cynthia, that's great.
Thanks. So it was originally with a series of black and I did it with a series of black and white photos as a little art show.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, actually, this is going to be a way to get people to write. So
that's really cool. I really like that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, of course. Anytime. And thank you for calling. And hopefully we'll get to hear you during the return engagement.
Oh, for sure.
Great. Thank you. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Some solid stuff so far, huh?
Yes.
But everybody who is calling and who's in the lineup is completely capable of just keeping it going, which I love. Let's go to Zach in New York. Hey, Zach. Good evening.
Good evening. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. How's everything going?
Hey, still have a job, still alive. It's a good day.
Yes, it is.
That is a very, very good thing. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, exciting. I actually wrote a poem, and I decided, you know, it sounds like a greeting card, so I actually sent it to Hallmark thinking, what the hell, why not give it a shot? And I didn't know that they actually accepted submissions, and So I sent them a poem, and they actually reached out to me saying, thank you for being, we're going to put you in touch with the creative team. And then the creative team said they're putting me in touch with the marketing director. So
that's fantastic, my friend. Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's definitely exciting. And obviously, I don't have to worry about giving them money because, you know, they'd be giving me money.
Yeah, they're a legit publishing place. Like, they're not going to ask you for that. Now, you asked me, so Zach, you asked me a question privately, and I didn't get a chance to respond to you. So do you mind if I respond to you very quickly right now on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay. So sorry about not responding to you. By the way, if anybody sends me a message and I don't, it's usually because I'm like in the middle of something and I can't do it. So I apologize if I don't. So what Zach had asked me was just and maybe catch me if I said something wrong, but you were just basically asking, is there anything you should really watch out for if they decide to move forward with using your work, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. You know, do I need to be careful of giving up my rights? Do I need to be careful of taking the first offer, or is it okay to jump back at them with, hey, you know, if they offer me 10 cents for every card, maybe if I offer them 25 cents.
Well, you know what? So I don't know about the greeting card business. The first thing I would say is try to find someone who's done it. And honestly, and JT can attest to this, for some reason, I have a reputation for being a master at finding things on Google, right? Just finding random info. But it's literally because I just ask exactly what I'm looking for in Google.
Yeah.
You know, how to sell your poetry to you know what I mean? Or like.
But if I type those words, it just wouldn't happen. The answer would not happen the same way. I'd be like, really?
So the first thing I would say is, Zach, you want to find someone who, there's probably people out there who specialize in this and who actually make really good money doing it. And they probably have a blog about it. They probably have articles about it. Okay. The second thing is, I doubt you're going to be able to negotiate with them as a first time person. You know what I mean? Because they probably have a lot of people who do stuff. They'll probably say, well, this is kind of the rate we do for a first time person, you know, whatever. That doesn't mean it's bad. That could be okay. That's fine, getting your foot in the door. What I would do is if they send you a contract, see if you can afford to get to a lawyer to have them look at it, do it. If you have your family or you have a friend or someone who might just take a peek at it, that can just kind of say, hey, are there any red flags here? That would be useful also. But really go through and look at your contract and see what it says. You know, they may require the rights, but they may offer you a royalty in return for them. And then you got to sit there and think, well, a poem that I wrote that's making no money that I own the rights to, is that necessarily better than a poem I don't own the rights to that I have a major greeting card company putting out a greeting card and selling it and giving me a royalty? You know what I mean? So you really got to think about those.
One in the hand, two in the butt.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So those are, you know, and I don't want to take too much time on it, but I figured this conversation is not bad for people who are listening as well. But I would really look up the greeting card thing, and you know, I think that would be the place I would start. But also, just make sure you're protecting yourself. And I'm kind of coming from also the songwriting background, which sounds very similar as well. There's a lot of rights and stuff involved with that too.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate you getting back to me, and you know, we're taking up time, so I'll get right into it.
All right.
I decided that you know, that I shared the micro poetry, and I had never really done anything, and it was my first time doing it. And then, you know, I started. You know, I think I've mastered the rhyming, so you know, I think I wanted to work on micro poetry more. And I actually wrote 4 micro poems, and completely separate. And then when I was looking at them, I realized that if I put it in a specific way, that it actually told a story. So I'm going to do that. So this first poem is, I'll let you know when the poem's end. Tonight, I'm going to let you go, because I don't feel like there's any room left for our love to grow. End of first poem. In the middle of the night, I toss and turn, screaming out your name, knowing that even if you take me back, things will never be the same. End of second poem. It doesn't matter how many times you win or lose, my friend. So take my hand, and I'll help you rise again. End of third poem. Standing on cloud nine, because you've joined your hand in mine. And as the sun steps down to let the moon come out to play, we get ready to dance the night away. Here in your arms, you make me feel safe and warm. Here in your arms, I'm forever yours, faithfully. And a final poem.
See, I think that's really cool. And it's mm-hmm. so essentially it's micro poems creating a larger work, which I always really appreciate.
Right. And, you know, they were four completely separate poems. And then I was looking and I'm like, wow, it actually tells a story. You know, it's like letting himself go and regretting it. And then yeah. someone saying that they'll help them. And then they end up finding happiness again.
Isn't that cool? I think, and I like the flow of the story in that one too. You got some good stuff going on, my friend. You really do.
And it's crazy because I've been writing for 5 years, but I mean, I've only started really working full time on this this year. So I had maybe written 10 or 15 poems before this year, and that right now I'm up to 68 poems. My goal is to have 100 poems by the end of the year.
Fantastic. That's now, great. Can I offer an idea, a couple books you should pick up? You can get them used for super cheap on Amazon or whatever. Both by Stephen Pressfield, okay? One, get The War of Art, and two, get Turning Pro, okay?
Okay.
He's a writer, but The War of Art is all about how to break through resistance and really create, break through all of the obstacles that are in your way. And then the second one, Turning Pro, is about the psychological shift between being an amateur and becoming a professional, and your professional work is handled, and it's a mental shift. And I think you might really benefit from it. I love those books. I stick with them, too, and they're kind of like in a prominent place on my desk, and you might really love them, too.
Okay, cool. You know, I am one of those people who actually have never read poetry by anyone else. Because I'm on the autism spectrum, so sometimes it's really hard for me to understand concepts like where I can break down the words and everything, but sometimes it takes a while for me to understand what the bigger picture is. So
understood, man. Some of the best artists and writers and things that I know and know of are also have been in that same scenario, my friend. So you're in great company.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys for the return engagement. I actually have you were talking about cats, and I actually have a poem about the life of a cat. So
yes.
So I'll be sharing that in the return engagement.
Sounds great. Yes. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Jinx, JT.
Yes. Again.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. Well, I mean, it is. When we do a thanks, it's fine. But it's like right. When we say a phrase that really has not been used much on the show, but we say the exact same thing at the exact same time with the exact same, I swear you're psychic, JT.
Well, maybe a little.
Maybe unconsciously, but.
I'm an unconscious psychic.
Well, when I sit there and I make no motions and I go, I need a pen. And then suddenly I look up and JT's holding a pen out to me. That's creepy. And it happens a lot.
I do it at work, too.
Yeah, I know you do. I think it's a really cool, it's a cool trait of yours. I talk you up about that, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so that's the end of the first segment. However, that means it is now time for us to give you the next three clues to this month's Poet of the Month. Oh, yeah, Poet of the Month. Okay. Was good coffee. Anyway, here we go. So these are three clues. Now I'm going to read the three clues from the first week, and then I'll give you the next three. Now people have guessed. I've gotten a lot of guesses, actually. No one has gotten them. Hopefully this makes it a little bit easier, but this poet is actually a very well-known poet, but maybe not on the caliber of like Ernest Hemingway's stature. Okay. So first week, the clues were this. Number one, trust withered in childhood, infidelity in the open. Clue number two, separation from the mundane to the fantastic, even in Vienna. And clue number three, there's mead within the lines of books. Now, here are the clues for this week. Number one, the summer grows dark. Number two, metaphysics abound in blue and golden. And three, singing for the final act. And those are your clues for this month's Poet of the Month. Now, if you go to our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you click on Poet of the Month, you will see the clues written there. So, you know I speak quickly, but you can always go there and use them for your research. And, of course, if you think you know who it is, if you have a guess, send an email, send a text, send a message to me. However you can get in touch with us is fine. The first person who gets it gets to choose one of the songs I do on the following month's Studio X, just like I'm going to be doing this evening. But that's not coming until after the second segment. So what we need is we need five more unique callers, or however many there are out there. If you've already called in, hold off. Not yet. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
And now, your deep thought.
Time ain't nothing to a pig.
And that was your deep thought.
All right, everyone, we are back. Now, we didn't have callers in that last thing. It's slow usually at this time of year during the summer. It's fine. So we just decided to come to Studio X and go straight into it. So
the long walk down the hallway.
The long walk down the hallway. By the way, for anybody watching the feed, the reason I'm wearing sunglasses is because I can't find my other glasses. It's actually a way nerdier thing. But I may just start doing this all the time, I gotta be honest.
Hey, you know, if it cuts down on the glare for you.
The future's so bright, man.
That's right.
All right, so I got a few cool songs tonight. The first one here is one that George asked for, and he's the one who won last month's kind of competition to figure out who the Poet of the Month is. So here we go. Let's give it a shot.
When you were young and on your own, how did it feel to be alone? Always thinking of games that I was playing, trying to make the best of my time. But only love can break your heart. Try to be sure right from the start. Yes, only love can break your heart. What if your world should fall apart? Friend I never seen, he hides his head inside a dream. Someone should call him and see if he can come out, try to lose the down that he found. But only love can break your heart. Try to be sure right from the start. Yes, only love can break your heart. What if your world should fall apart? I have a friend I never seen. He hides his head inside. Yes, only love can
There you go, George. All right, Zach, I think we're going to do this. So we had a poet who wrote a song, wrote lyrics to a song. And we had been talking about it a bit. And I decided to try to put music to it. So this is a world premiere. He just heard the music this morning.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't screw this up. But this is called The Best Part of My Life. The lyrics are written by Zach. Here we go. Not a bad little pop song either. I want to live. I want to love. I want to feel the strength that can only come from above. I want to take your hand, stand by your side. Never get off of this freaking crazy ride. I wanna dance, I wanna fight. I just wanna give you all of me tonight. I wanna say, I wanna do. I wanna understand and baby think I'm starting to. If you let me in your soul, I want to bathe in your light. I want to take your pain and make things right. I want to play the game with you on my team. We can show the world things are better than they seem. Hope you make my dream come true. Hope you be my wife and be the best part of my life. Be the best part of my life. Feel the burn, waves wash over me. Wanna see the world from sea to shining sea. Wanna make mistakes, not be afraid to fall. As long as you're there with me, I wanna do it all. So if you let me in your soul, I want to bathe in your light. I want to take your pain and make things right. I want to play the rhyme with you on my team. We can show the world things are better than they seem. Won't you make my dream come true? I'll be my wife and be the best part of my life. Best part of my life. The night we met, it was me, myself, and I. I don't know where I'd be today without you by my side. I wanna play the game. We can show the world things are better than they seem. Hope you make my dream come true. I hope you be my wife and be the best part of my life. And be the best part of my life. All right, way to go, Zach. Way to go, man.
That was great.
It's a cool song,
I can,
huh?
I can totally see where you're seeing it.
Oh, you can pick it up too?
I'm right there with there. You. I'm right there with
all
you.
All right, man. Awesome. Woo. So, Zach, good work on that one, man. And I think, as far as I know, that's your first song you've written lyrics to. I might be wrong, but I think it is.
That was great. Sorry.
It's a good song. All right. So, speaking of good songs, this one is written by a guy named Matt Morris. And he wrote this. He's a really pretty successful songwriter. I mean, he wrote some huge, huge songs. Songs for Cher and all kinds of people. And he has then since gone to seminary to become an Episcopalian priest. And he did a podcast this last year called Lectio Musica, which is like Lectio Divina, which is divine lectionary. This is divine music. And he did, I think it was like 7 or 8 podcast episodes, and he did music for that particular week in Ordinary Time based on the readings. It's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
And he just did acoustic versions of himself doing these songs. So this isn't really well known. This is a song by him called I Am Here, and I just think it's beautiful. I think the world should hear it more, and I just thought, I'd start singing it. I'm going to start covering the song because I just want people to hear it, you know? So you can meet this wherever you want. But this is by Matt Morris, I Am Here. The day I died, I had a dream. You were there, you were there, you were there. The room was filled with smoke and fire. I was scared, I was scared, I was scared. Then the music came and filled my lungs. They took the cold and burned my tongue. And every wretched thing that I had ever done, it faded away. Who will go, they say? I am here, I am here, brand new soul in this old body. Used to think I was somebody, but I am here, I am here, lifted up from where they found me. I better tell somebody, testify to what I've seen. You disbelieve, disbelieve, disbelieve. Words that came before will be. You will see, you will see, you will see that I am here. I am here, newborn soul in this old body. Used to think I was somebody, but I am here. I am here, lifted up from where they found me. Think I'd better tell somebody. Then the music came, filled my lungs. They took the cord and burned my tongue. And every wretched thing that I'd ever done, it faded away. Who will go, they say? Think I was nobody, but I am here, I am here, lifted up from where they found me. Think I better tell somebody. And that was by Matt Morris once again, called I Am Here. All right, JT.
Well, I'm checking the chat room real quick see if anybody wants one more, if you have one more.
Really?
Seriously.
Okay, you check. I'll see if I can pull up something here real quick.
Okay. It's a quick poll kind of
okay,
thing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
I know this bot that I've added can do that too.
We're all about the bots here at it's JT is working us out of our job because we're gonna eventually the machines will take
that's
over.
That's right. I'm trying to.
You're just trying to you're trying
slim
to
this out.
when the machine lords come, JT wants to be first in line. Let's just, you know, that's pretty much it. All right, I think I got one. If anybody wants one, what do you think?
Yeah, one more is good.
We'll do one more, and then we'll go to return. Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the return engagement. Anybody who wants to call back in, anybody who wants to share for the first time, the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we are back here for the return engagement. You know, it's a really quiet night tonight, man.
It is a really quiet night.
Super quiet. That's okay. You know, we have these every now and then.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we talked about, especially as we're launching the magazine and all this stuff, is there's a lot more kind of coming that I think will have a bit of an influx of traffic here. But, of course, our thing is we don't want to market this too much to make it where no one can consistently get on the air. So we've always kind of held back our marketing because we want it to be a community where people can share on a consistent basis.
Right.
But we do want a lot of people.
Right.
We just don't want so many. We want to be very careful about it. But I think the magazine opens things up a lot more, and then we have plans further on. People, that I think it's kind of funny to realize, like, we're in stage one.
Yeah.
And we're in 7 years. Like,
okay, we're, but.
Yeah.
Success may take a while.
That's true. If you had declared bankruptcy at the beginning of the show, it would have been off your record.
That's right.
November.
Sing it like that.
Well, it's a good thing I... Oh, wait, no.
All right. So let's just get into it. We got four callers here in the return engagement, and we'll just head right to them. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Yes, and I'm glad to be back. But what a great Studio X set this evening. That was superb. And your collaboration with Zach, both of you shined. You really did.
Thank
that
you.
Was fantastic.
Well, thank you, sir. He did a great job, didn't he?
He sure did. And he needs to continue
absolutely
doing that, working on that, because he has, it was very evident the potential Zach has.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I agree completely. So what do you have for us now?
All right. Well, last week I told you I'd be sharing more of my work, even though I will continue to do covers. So I brought one of my poems. The title is Defining Moment. When you have removed your last mask and stand naked as yourself, vulnerable, the honesty of the moment is defining. One's mettle is put to the test, being true to oneself in the presence of another is a mark of maturity and integrity, and an invitation to utter humiliation or sublime acceptance. End of poem.
Wow. I really like that one.
Yeah.
What'd you think, JT?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah.
It's one of those ones we're just sitting there listening to, and, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, we got to talk afterwards, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your thanks for the work. Thanks for everything you bring to us. We really genuinely appreciate it.
That appreciation is so mutual, because we feed off one another. You inspire us. We inspire you. And the arts are served, and served very well.
Yeah, that's the goal, isn't it? Ultimately. And I'm glad we are.
Yes,
I'm glad we've
is.
Been able to find the way to do it. So let's keep going, huh? I'm looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, indeed. Let's keep going. Onward. I'm going to move and step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. Thank you, sir. And that was Dennis Collin from Michigan leading off our return engagement segment. All right. Are you serious? Oh, I was looking at his. I'm looking at the time, because JT's timing every call. Really? His time was that spot on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
Just got lucky.
The man, oh, I was going to say, the man's a machine. And it wouldn't surprise me at all, by the way.
Very true.
All right. Let's now go to the co-writer of one of the songs in the last segment. Let's go to Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, thanks for, well, good to be back. You know, I think we have to give a round of applause to Michael. He did amazing with the acoustic guitar. And, I mean, you know, that thing, that collaboration happened in like 3 or 4 weeks. It just seemed to go by incredibly fast.
It did go by really fast, and I got to be honest with you. I think I wrote most of the song in the first, like, hour after you sent me the words, and then I kind of let it sit. Well, and that's part of it, though, like, letting it sit and percolate and kind of go, maybe this should go that direction, this should go, you know what I mean? So,
That's actually what's going on with my book. I was going to originally release it in October, but I decided, you know what? I got to slow down because there are things I'm not thinking about, and, you know, I just don't want to give a sub. It's just not fair to the readers to give a subpar thing, and it's not fair to me.
No, it's true, and I think there's something to be said, especially in your first book. I wish I had done this. I personally wish I would not have had a release date, but I would have had dates planned to get through the different stages. So, like, you know, you have your edit stage, and then you have your design stage, and then you have, once all of that's done, then you send out copies of it to people who will give you blurbs that then you can use. And then you start your marketing and your launch process. But, you know, there's time to learn each of those things as long as you give yourself time. And then you know, right?
Right. You know, trust yourself. And, you know, I think that through this whole process, you know, I just wanted to get the work. I was so excited to get the work out there because of how well it's been going, being a guest in World Poetry Open Mic. And I wanted to be able to share with other people now that I know that you guys care about my voice and what I have to say. And, you know, so it was exciting, the idea of doing that. But, you know, like I said, I think that if I hadn't done it, then I realized that I've reread the book like 10 times, and I realized there's still little things I missed that made it imperfect. And now I'm thinking about changing one of the poems. And so, you know, it's a process, but it's an important process.
Absolutely. It's the creative process in a book, and it is so worthwhile, man. I promise you. I think it's great that you're going through it. And obviously, let us know how it all's going, okay?
Will do.
All right. So so what do you have for us?
So you were talking about how you were looking at cats and wanted them to, you know, and we were asking them their life story and everything. And, you know, I actually wrote a poem, Life as a Cat, for a friend who wanted me to write a poem about the life of a cat. And I'm like, just because, you know, it's so much harder to write a poem when you have to think about a specific thing, but, you know, eventually I just let it happen. So, you know, this is called Life as a Cat, and I'll get right to it. Life as a cat, that's where it's at. The cat is so beloved, the humans offer us a beach of crystals to use as a toilet each week. We may be fancy, but don't fall for those ridiculous stories. We don't wear hats or speak. As a cat, you get to sleep all day. Then when you wake up, the humans are ready to play. If they get annoying, just bat them with your paw, and they'll usually go away. If an intruder makes its presence known, scratch and pee on the walls to let them know you're in my space. This is my home and mine alone. Well, I think that's all I have to say. Remember, show your humans love, and you'll be treated like a god for the rest of your days. End of poem.
So JT, who is a owner of, how many cats do you have?
I have three.
You have three cats.
Yeah.
Was laughing that entire time.
Oh my God. It is so true. I mean, the difference between a cat and a dog is, dog looks at you and goes, you feed me, you pet me, you love me, you must be God. A cat goes, you feed me, you love me, you pet me, I must be God.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Well done, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing I got to tell you, this will make you laugh, I'm sure. A long time ago, or years ago, I worked overnight at an aquarium. And at the aquarium, they had four tigers. Don't ask me why they were in an aquarium. They just were, okay? So one night, they put out a huge cardboard box in the tiger's pen, right? A while later, I come walking by, the thing's just smashed. So I go back and I look at the footage, and it is, tiger goes up, tries to sit in it, and crushes it, and then walks off. And I thought, it doesn't even matter what cat it is. They
nope.
Still want to sit in the box. It's amazing.
More work. Want to play with the thing the object came in versus the object.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, isn't that with humans too? Like, I mean, I haven't had much interaction with babies in my life, but isn't it like when kids are young, they and just they're just more fascinated than the box.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Well, I mean, boxes are cool, man. Let's be honest.
You can do a lot with a box.
Yeah, you can do a lot with a box.
I mean, that's why I shared with you that, Michael, I shared with you that idea, that concept I had for a charity, like a nonprofit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, taking kids in low-income communities, you know, who can't afford health care, or, I mean, child care, can go after school programs called Out of the Box School of Imagination. You know, take retired teachers or engineers and teach kids how to make things out of cardboard boxes, how to make things out of stuff in the community, and, you know, get their imagination going and, you know, making it seem like things are possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's cool stuff, man, and you should definitely look into that more. But let's do this because we're at like 7-some minutes now, so, and that's mostly my fault. So so forgive me, everybody. But let's do this. We'll continue that conversation off the air, Zach, as we do through messages and stuff. And thanks so much for your work, man, and thanks so much for the lyrics. Great job.
All right. Thanks for taking your time with it. It was awesome. And
you're now officially a songwriter, my friend.
Maybe we'll do it again.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Right. Bye.
And that was Zach Collin from New York in the number 2 spot here in the return engagement. Let's go now to the land of enchantment, of hopes and dreams, the land of milk and honey, where beautiful women flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a place called PA.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, said like Batman. That's even the better part.
Pennsylvania, where Dracula hangs out.
Blah, blah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Ah, 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 ah. Okay. Anyway, so, Jim, I saw your comments about being cat-tabulous. Was that no? You said that you resonates with you being a cat owner.
I belong to 4 cats.
Oh, okay.
There is no such thing as cat owners.
That's right. Cats,
dogs have owners. Cats have wait staff.
Yes, very true. It's very true.
Aristocracy. I understand. Aristocracy. Why has that not been used as the name of a musical yet? Come on now, JT.
Well, they could always do a musical version of the Aristocats.
That's true. Or you could just do a version of Hair starring cats.
Oh, there we go.
All right, Jim, I'm going to shut up and let you read, okay?
All right.
Stage is yours. Okay.
Well, this is one that Zach actually gave me the idea to read tonight from some of the comments in the chat from a while from when he was read the first time. So it's, he closes his eyes. He closes his eyes to hear her read. The exterior of her form, nubile in his mind, and a distraction from the exquisite beauty of her verse. The soft lilt of her voice takes him to a place he'd never leave if he stayed too long. But if he shut his ears, he'd be less for the missed experience. End of poem.
That's cool.
I like that piece,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, I do too.
That's page 21 of my book.
I have it on my shelf at home. Very cool, very cool. And I'm sure a few of us have a copy of it, so page 21. What verse? I'm kidding. Jim, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, and great to hear your voice. You sound good on Skype.
Thank you. Oh, I just tried putting the link on it, and Nightbot won't let me.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we're still learning the settings here. Sorry if it's being a little draconian.
Okay. It also wouldn't let me do dilly dilly in caps.
No, yeah, you know that might have been on purpose, Jim. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't on purpose. But you know, JT told me, yeah, it blocked him out from saying dilly dilly. I'm going,
hey. No, I actually got it in, not caps though.
Oh, I see.
I'm three again. Dilly dilly.
Not a thing. Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right. All right. Good night.
Right. Have a good one.
You too. And that was Jim Collin from Pennsylvania. It's been a good night.
Yes.
A chill night.
Yeah, very.
I mean, we're doing like, I think our whole show has been the length of one commercial break on Coast to Coast AM. Let's go
wow.
to, well, is it not?
Like, no, you're
aren't
right.
Aren't those like a 20-minute commercial break
or
something?
I hate those things.
I know. Ugh. But that show is so crazy.
It is.
And all those people are so nuts.
It's great. It's,
I know. I listen to it. I'm like, what are they talking about now? There are force fields being brought about by penguins. And the world is going to be enslaved by chupacabras. And I'm going, this show's off its rocker, and it's amazing. All right, let's go to Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's talk to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, wonderful show. I love the collaboration you and Zach did.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? I thought it was kind of fun to have that moment and have that kind of chance, you know, that we just for us to kind of come together and try to do something.
I think collaboration is everything.
It really is. It's hard to learn sometimes. Especially when you were a firstborn child, but it definitely is a good thing to do.
A lot of us in that category.
I know, right? Yes, yes.
So on the collaborative theme, I'm doing a cover. This is by two of my very favorite Vancouver poets, and I read Jude Neal's work a lot, so I think people are really getting to know her. This, and she's already a incredible poet with lots of books out. This is a collaboration that she and Bonnie Nish did. They're two very strong writers, very well known in Canada. And they did a collaborative book where they started by taking a quote from another poet and then co-writing poems to go with it. So the quote, this one is in, she's got this in two books, and she just gave me a copy of her newest book. Which I just absolutely love this piece. So it's called Rebirth, and basically it starts out with the quote they've taken, "In the Mountains, Stillness," by Robert Haas. And then they're such strong writers, they each did a stanza, and you can barely tell which person did each one. You have to know them really well to be able to see it goes together so well. So this is it, Rebirth. In the mountains, stillness. I come to this place to find the depth of wonderment I have lost in ordinary life. The pine-scented earth gives up its light, and my bruises fall away. I am once again whole. My toes inhale the raspy air, and I move like a mountain spring coming back to its source. Now I can open and bloom and spread out into the dusk, where loopings and Indian paintbrush carpet the scree. Shades of purple-throated fireweed snatches at my breath. Night begins to fall, and everything silent holds me. End poem, a cover of Rebirth by Jude Neal and Bonnie Nish.
What a cool piece. And a really nice read, Cynthia, too.
Thank you. You can probably guess the image, pine-scented earth giving up its light, mm-hmm. and everything silent holds me, just completely grabbed me as lines.
Oh, I know. Those are really, they're fantastic lines. I was listening to that. There's some really nicely woven imagery in there.
The way they put it together really amazes me. Like a pine-scented earth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love studying how other poets create, because we've been talking about on the show, we can always learn by how someone else puts words together and their choice of diction.
You know, I think there's so much to that too. And have you heard of the book Daily Rituals? Have you heard of that one?
No, I actually haven't.
It's I'll find the author. I'll send you a link for it. But it is a book written that just recounts the rituals of a whole bunch of really famous authors, poets, musicians, artists across history. And they, like, even from Beethoven all the way up. And it kind of goes as deep as it can into autobiographical literature and anything they had ever said, to Charles Dickens, to everybody, and just kind of the daily practices they used to create. And I find that really informative too, because you can start seeing patterns and start seeing, you know, things that they do, and you think, oh, if all the people I love do the same sort of thing, I probably should consider doing it myself, you know, like if I'm trying to get that kind of result. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a junkie for stuff like that, but
I would love to read that. And this is the perfect month. Like, this is my month for really getting on track, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Okay. So thank you so much for having me on the show and for the link.
Of course.
I guess I'm the last poet tonight, but thank you for a wonderful show.
Hey, thank you. And you were a big contributor to it as well. So we really appreciate it. All right. So that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, rounding out our return engagement set on a quiet summer night here in, well, I guess across the world, technically.
Technically.
People can listen all around the world. We don't even have to become syndicated. It's kind of crazy.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how technology works. All right. So I guess what we'll do is we're just going to wrap it up, and we're going to just have an early night. Next week, we will return, and what's going on next week? Do you have something special happening next week?
The reveal.
The reveal. That's right. How did I forget of our POM for August 2019? But until that time, from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT and myself, thank you so much for spending your time with us. We love you guys. And until we talk next time, keep on writing. Good night.